Hi, welcome to Nonsense Know-How. Hungry Big House, Big Will. And with me always are these guys right here.
What's up, everybody? My name's Elijah.
And it's all your favorite sexy Rexy over here.
I think I'm the favorite.
You're my favorite, Will.
Thanks, Rex. Heart. Broken.
No bone.
Too far. But today I just wanted to say thank you to all you, well, loyal listeners. I think there's like 15 of you guys.
All you sexy people.
You guys need to let us know.
You guys are the one that I call sexy sons of bitches.
You guys made this happen. We are at 202 listens. Plays.
I'm talking about BB.
Yeah. So let's see how. Let's see if we can get what? Up to 250? Well, no, we don't want to go.
I was saying 10,000.
We don't even have 10,000 followers right now.
Well, that's.
Let's go.
We need to shoot for that.
Well, we need
their
help.
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends.
Let's go 300. 250.
I'm going to keep saying that until you guys do
it. Well, I was going to say 250 by this time next month.
Next month? Okay, yeah, that's better.
250 by this time next month. So that's the 10th.
Today is the 11th.
I'm sorry.
So April 11th. Mark it on your calendars, boys.
Come on, help us out. So,
Willie will show you his titties if you guys do.
Hey, they're called middies, and no, I won't. I'll get kicked off of Facebook.
Maybe for five.
Show those. No.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Rex. But today we're going to talk about something near and dear that I think everybody should, you know, kind of be able to express their own feelings about. That's underrated movies. Now, I'm going to start it off with this. I think this movie is highly underrated. Oliver and Company.
Oh, you gotta go start off with the Disney, huh?
Oh, yeah. Starting off with that Oliver and Company.
It's a decent movie.
It's a good movie, but I think
definitely not going to say it's, you know, one of Disney's tops. Or...
No, but it's...
Well, it's an underrated. Of course it's not.
It's an underrated movie, I
know. It's a movie.
That's a cat, right? Yeah. Oliver and Company? He's a cat.
Yeah, it's about an orange cat who joins this...
Oh, kitten.
Kitten. Who basically joins this street gang of dogs. And their master is a homeless person, and he owes this one guy a lot of money. So they all do hustles and pickpocket people and steal shit. Now that's a bad message, yes. But it's all about this cat trying to find his place in life, and it's really good.
You know, it's a better Disney movie that's underrated.
What?
The Goofy movie.
Which one?
A Goofy movie. Actually.
An extreme. No, yeah,
the first one is extremely underrated.
Very good movie.
I didn't really like the second one. Oh yeah,
love that movie.
Did not like the second one.
I like the second one.
Okay, definitely not as good as the first one.
No, definitely not as good as the first one. But I got one. Treasure Planet.
That's a good one. I like it.
It's okay. I don't know.
It's okay. I love Treasure Planet.
It's a good movie.
That's kind of those years where Disney kind of went downhill a little bit.
It's because they were trying to get out of the drawing animation around that time. They were going more for the computer.
But you can't tell me as a kid you didn't want that
hover sailboard.
Yeah, that thing was dope.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Flying around. That was really cool. Or I wanted that robotic arm, dude. Sing.
I also like the little alien dude that can copy.
Squishy thing. Goop? I don't know what the heck it is.
Goop? I can't remember.
I can't remember his name. It's been so long.
That thing was cool. You like copy people?
Yeah. It was a floating Ditto.
Yeah.
That was a good movie, I thought. Definitely.
I actually like the Emperor's New Groove way better, and that was about the same time period.
I don't know if that's an underrated movie or not. I don't think it is.
You don't think so?
No, it was pretty big, I think.
How about was it Atlantis?
That's a really good movie. I love
that
movie.
Man, did you guys see that thing? It was circling around Facebook a little while ago, maybe. But it was like the animated cast from Atlantis, and then it was like real life actors.
Yeah.
I was like, man, I could jump on board with that for
Wasn't
a live
Terry
action.
Clues, that's a really good movie. Was supposed to play. They
play chef. Yeah.
Yeah, play the chef.
Or the doc. He was
doctor.
Yeah, the chef was that nasty old guy.
Old man, yeah.
Yeah.
He liked to make lard and beans.
What's his name? Danny DeVito?
Play the little mole.
Yeah, play the mole. The best. They're going to have Angelina Jolie play, what's her name? The freaking sergeant chick. The badass chick.
I liked Honestly, my favorite character from that movie was the demolition guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, look, I made a bridge.
It took me like 2 seconds.
Man, it must have taken millions of years to carve this. Look, I made a bridge. It took like 2 seconds. I love how he used to work in a flower shop.
Yeah.
And then a boom! Changed my life forever.
Okay, here's one right here.
Are we going to stick with Disney right now?
Disney has so many
I love me some Disney, but I'm going to, you know, venture away from that. I'm going to go Robin Hood Men in Tights.
All right.
I don't think that's, like, I don't think a lot of people know. Do you know about that movie?
No.
See, Rex doesn't know about that.
What about Robin Hood, though, from the Disney, like, going back to Disney?
Take it back to Disney.
Take it back. Can't escape the mouse.
That's not an underrated movie.
No, that was a huge movie.
I still love that movie. That was a good movie.
Yeah, that was good.
Sword in the Stone, that was a good movie, too.
Men in Tights, that was a good one. What about... Wait, is that the one where he... What's... Fudge.
I don't even... What?
Did you really just say
Fudge? I did say Fudge. Where he... God damn it.
Basically, it's a ripoff of Robin Hood.
I know. I'm trying to think of another one. Okay, well, the one I'm trying to think of, and I'm going to get shit for this from my family if they hear it. Can't remember the name of the movie. It's the one where the guy has to... He fights Andre the Giant.
Oh, you're talking about...
Princess Bride.
Yeah,
I don't think that's the same actor.
No, I wasn't saying it's the same movie, no.
Same actor, yeah.
Yeah, that is a good movie.
Which one?
Princess Bride.
That's not...
No, it's not. I know. I'm not saying it's an underrated
movie. Everybody loves that movie. I don't know why.
Because it's hilarious, it's okay. Dude.
I'm not going to say it's terrible, it so but it's normally large sizes. I don't think it's good as everybody says it is.
It's good, dude.
It's got a couple funny scenes, you know.
You're probably a guy that doesn't like Blazing Saddles.
No, I love Blazing Saddles.
Well, how do you not like that movie?
I don't know.
Oh, dude, The Rescuers Down Under.
That's not an underrated movie either.
Hey, I looked up right here.
There's no way.
It's 22 of Disney's most underrated movies.
Okay.
Disney.
Okay, yeah. But that's not
the first one. This is, I don't think, these are so wrong. It says, Meet the Robinsons.
I actually don't mind that movie.
That's a good movie.
They said Hercules.
No way.
Maybe it's going.
No way. No.
The Great Mouse Detective.
That's a good movie, too.
Yeah.
And they're saying Atlantis, The Lost Empire.
All right. Get off of Disney.
I don't remember Iron Will.
Stop riding that freaking mouse's dick.
Oh, Iron Giant. You ever watch that movie? That's not a Disney movie.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
That's a good movie.
That is a good movie.
James and the Giant Peach.
That's a good movie, too.
It's a Disney movie.
Damn it. Dude. Get off of Disney, man. You're bringing up too much nostalgia right
now. Sorry. Oh, Mickey.
Yeah, I know. Stop sucking Mickey's dick.
Hey, is Mickey over here? Hey, where's Mickey at?
Oh, fuck. I'm not going to do Mickey right now.
Come on.
My Mickey is like your Janice.
Yeah, it's okay.
Well, just keep it PG. Your Mickey can't go PG?
No, I'm not going to get shit on by people. He's like, your Mickey Mouse suck dick. Fuck that.
No, you suck Mickey Mouse's dick.
Okay.
Sword in the Stone, how's that an underrated movie? What the fuck? I'm tired of these people. Oh, yeah, I'm getting off Disney. Fuck
yeah. Her. Sword in the Stone.
All right, so I think Dragonheart was an underrated movie. It's about... You've never heard of that movie?
Dragonheart?
I've heard of it, but I've never watched it.
I saw something like that on Netflix. Is it on Netflix?
It's on Netflix. Don't watch 2, 3, or 4. 4, maybe, but 2 and 3, don't watch those ones.
Ip Man is a good movie. That's underrated, I think.
Ip Man is amazing. Those are highly...
Ip Man.
Because it sounded like you said Ip Man.
I honestly thought that's what you said, was
Ip
Man.
Yeah, it's Ip Man. But it's a really good story about the guy who... Ip Man is about basically the guy who found Wing Chun, but like he mastered that shit, dude.
Yeah.
Like, and he taught what?
I know he's the master of Bruce Lee, right?
Yeah, he taught Bruce Lee. I thought you were saying something else. Yeah.
Oh, he taught Bruce Lee?
Yeah, he taught Bruce Lee how to fight.
Oh, damn.
And then Bruce Lee knew Wing Chun, but he also adapted his own fighting style. That, you know, because Wing Chun's not supposed to be that flashy, which, don't get me wrong, I love Bruce Lee's fighting style, but it's not supposed to be that flashy. And, like, he was so fast.
Yeah.
So fast. But.
I hate how people try to undercredit Bruce Lee just because he's never been in a fight.
He's been in plenty of fights.
No, like, he's never had, like a... Like, he's never fought anyone for, like, a record.
Oh, okay. But he,
I remember, I was
you
watching,
know,
who could
you know there were Bruce multiple Lee, right? attempts on his life.
Yeah.
Hey, you know who
that's
Bruce
a, that's
Lee,
a conspiracy
right?
for one of your conspiracies.
No, it's right? not a conspiracy. That's a legit
no, that's
thing.
Someone that when he did
oh,
die,
okay.
that was somebody
oh, yeah, yeah,
successfully
yeah.
made.
Well, I'll go into that because I actually read up on that. But what who could beat Bruce Lee? You say fucking Chuck Norris.
He beat him
Superman.
In a movie.
Superman? And I doubt that. I mean, Goku beat Bruce Lee.
But
technically, I think I guess
Chuck Norris and Bruce Lee did fight like real life.
Yeah, I don't know if they did. I don't know if they fought real life, but oh, and by the way, it was Chuck Norris's birthday the other day.
What about whoa? What about Ponytail Boy?
Ponytail Boy.
Sylvester
Stallone.
No,
or not Sylvester
Stallone.
Steven
Seagal.
He uses
his ass.
He uses Wing Chun, I believe.
No,
but,
it's something else. He get his ass whooped.
I mean, in my opinion,
his type of fighting style,
Jean-Claude Van Damme would be.
Oh yeah, yeah, he would fucking.
And you know that is a feud between them. Steven Seagal refuses to work with Jean-Claude Van Damme because he says Jean-Claude's fighting style is completely and utterly fake.
He's retarded.
He's like he says he will kick his ass
Steven
in a fight.
He's a fat piece of shit now. He couldn't.
Is he like a cop or something?
Yeah, he is a cop. Yeah,
but I don't know about anymore. He's probably retired.
I know.
Cop,
yeah, and he had a TV show with it and whatnot.
But he would get, because his type of fighting style, it's good, don't get me wrong, but what it's mainly used for is for unarmed combat against weapons.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be like a backup compared to like when you have a sword.
That's
and shit.
What Wing Chun is.
Wing Chun. It's called another one. It's like something
well,
else.
Wing Chun, it, you can use fighting style or swords and stuff like that, but it, I mean, all fighting, all kung fu is unarmed combat, but.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be.
To
unarmed
disarm,
combat.
Yeah.
Yeah, to disarm, to take their weapon. That's what it's mostly for, and he just uses it on body. Throw them against here, throw them away. It's supposed to be able to get them off balance, and you
it's
take
like
their
he's
shit.
Playing patty cake.
Patty cake, yeah, I know.
But
and you notice how whenever he fights in, like, or it shows him throwing punches and stuff in movies, it, like, zooms in on him real quick, and all you see is him just moving his hand.
Yeah.
That's
but
it. Jean-Claude Van Damme, he now can whip his ass.
I don't know about now, dude.
Dude, yeah. He's old.
Like,
he's still,
don't get me wrong, I love Jean-Claude Van Damme, but. He looks like he's on drugs right now. Like, real bad. Like, his eyes are all sunk
old.
Into his head.
He's just old.
Yeah, but, okay, well then, age did not hit him well.
Yeah. But have you seen, did you ever see that commercial? It came out, like,
last year, where
he was doing splits on two.
It came out,
and
like,
driving.
It didn't come out last year. It came out a few years ago, bro.
What was it?
Shh, I could do that.
A full split. While what? The semis are driving.
You can't even do a full split sitting on a couch. I bet you.
Maybe. Might rip something.
All right, you guys, we hit 300 views by the end of this month. Elijah will do a full split.
Yeah.
He said, yeah, that's it.
It's on
come
record.
On.
Just on butter up my thighs and let's go.
Butter up your thighs? Did you just say butter up your thighs?
Let's go.
What the fuck? All right.
No one has ever said that sentence till just now.
Yeah, I don't think it like
those words have never been
like,
put together.
The universe is sitting here like, okay, I mean...
Well, that's a fucking thing.
But all right, back to the movies because we went on a little tangent bitching about freaking Steven Seagal. His movies are good, but
his movies are good.
What about I think the Chronicle of Riddick movies, the Pitch Black, and the other two are
garbage.
Underrated. I think they're underrated.
That's
they are
garbage.
No, they're good.
Okay, you know, to each his own.
You know what movie I started watching yesterday? What? I didn't get to finish it, but I've never seen it.
What?
Blade Runner.
Harrison
Ford.
Yeah, I've only seen it once. Yeah, it's
Ridley Scott.
It's
it
decent.
Was good.
Pretty decent.
I think I've seen it.
Yeah,
it sounds very familiar.
It was really good. We had to do something.
Nice
so.
90s sci-fi movie, you know?
Yeah, I think it was older than that.
I think early 90s, I think.
I'd give you early 90s, yeah. But
would you say that, was it? I think it's Battlefield Los Angeles?
Battlefield Los Angeles is an underrated movie because that was really, really good.
Yeah, it's the one with aliens, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's the right one. Because there's two different ones that are very
I think
similar
it's
titles.
Battle of Los Angeles, not Battlefield Los Angeles.
Okay, now we need to do overrated movies and we need to do District, whatever, District
9.
Whatever.
We'll be right back. We have to take a break.
Movie.
I like District 9.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll be right back. Sponsors! Hi, welcome back. Now, Elijah's sitting here,
cut me off here,
digging himself into a grave, talking to, saying that District 9 was a garbage movie. What did you not like about
it's
that movie?
Stupid movie. Like, how he becomes like part alien by because he gets infected. I don't know. Like the whole the camera scene. Like he's like doing some documentary. I'm like, what the heck? And like he's going to like this poor area of the like the slums of the aliens. I'm like, I felt dirty watching it. I don't know why. But
no,
I didn't like it. I didn't like it.
I can give you that. It was really fucked up that the UN was like, you know what? We're just going to throw them into these little slums.
I didn't like the movie. I don't know why.
It was a good movie. I don't understand why you didn't like it. Like, I mean, it's alien technology. Of course, there's going to be a way that they're going to be able to adapt it and switch it.
Speaking of documentary, Chronicle.
Chronicle was good.
That's a very underrated movie, I think.
Chronicle is good. Okay, so Elijah, you know about Chronicle?
Nope.
Chronicle is about these three kids. They stumble across an asteroid or something?
Oh, is that where they get special power?
They get like telepathic powers.
Yeah, that was like 2004.
Oh, dude, yeah, I think so. 2004, 2005,
yeah,
maybe.
I remember that.
Rex
is
on it, I think, but it was a good movie.
Yeah,
definitely. Like they could have went a little further.
Were way off.
When was it?
2012.
What?
2012.
No.
I knew as soon as he started to say that.
That doesn't sound right.
Yeah, right.
He's looking at it.
2012, PG-13, drama / thriller, 1 hour 29 minutes.
Oh, another one I think was underrated, which, because, you know, they should have been able to make sequels out of both of these movies.
February 3rd.
Is the Jumper movies.
That was a good movie.
Yeah.
And Push. Yes.
I didn't see Push, but I saw Jumper.
I think they should be based in the same universe, because, like, in Jumper, they have special powers. There's an organization hunting them down. In Push, they have special powers. There's a certain organization hunting them down.
What if they tied all three of them together where Chronicle, that was the start of it?
I mean, could be.
They gave those three those powers, and then, like, when the rock or the asteroid, whoever did that.
Well, because in Push, I think it was in Push, they were talking about how there was experiments on people, and then that's how they got, you know, the powers and whatnot. They were doing, like, Nazis or some shit were doing experiments on them. Mm-hmm. But I think those movies are underrated. They definitely could have made sequels to those. Even if they didn't tie them together, they could have made sequels to them.
Yeah.
But
definitely.
Yeah. Well. Do you have a random?
Are we already cutting this bad boy short?
No, we got...
I say we do a couple more overrated movies.
Overrated movies, I gave mine.
You two give one.
Well,
what was your overrated?
Mine was District 9.
I got one last underrated movie. I think it was underrated. Sucker Punch.
Sucker Punch was underrated, dude.
That was such a weird movie. It was weird.
It's just because they're crazy, but it was a good movie.
The action weird scenes were cool, but like the story was stupid.
That asylum was... Yeah, there were some crazy people in there, but that asylum was for people trying to like hide or get rid of other people. They could pay them, and they would have them committed.
Well, yeah, they're going crazy because she's imagining all these fights and shit like that. Yeah. Being
it's just her way. It's, zombies. It's just a way of coping.
I felt like I was in a video game most of the scenes, but like the story just was so stupid.
She was fucking hot. Her and the redhead, the main chick and the redhead, they're hot.
Redhead.
I had to watch the movie and I don't remember.
But I think my favorite part of that movie was when she fought those like samurai things.
At the very beginning?
Was that the beginning?
Well, it was like at the beginning when she was in the asylum when she first starts doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was my favorite part.
I liked the one where they were running through the trenches fighting the steam-powered zombie Nazis.
That was a cool one.
That was really cool. And then that chick had that, basically, she had the diva mech. Yeah.
That was cool.
Or when they fought the dragon.
That was the last one, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think that was the last one. Yeah, that's when they had to get the fire or the lighter so they could put the lighter to the sprinklers to unlock everything. That was a good movie. All right, overrated movie. My pick for an overrated movie would have to
be something that I like. I will slap you.
Avatar, not The Last Airbender, but the Blue Monkey Avatar.
You don't like that movie?
That was a good movie.
The world was so cool.
It does. It was overrated though,
because it's a good movie.
Because they're sitting there saying this is going to be the best cinematic movie ever made, and
I thought it was good.
Look how long it took them to put the movie out, and how much money it took to put that movie out. That was just too much.
I'm honestly surprised Elijah didn't go with Endgame.
Ooh, for an overrated game or movie,
because he's not a fan of it.
I didn't say I wasn't a fan. I just said I think it's my least favorite of those series.
But Rex, what do you got for an overrated movie? You know, it's sad that you have to look this stuff up, though.
I was actually looking at underrated movies.
Oh,
but
well, so
overrated movie?
What do you think is an overrated movie? I think Avatar is an overrated movie.
That's a good movie.
I'm not saying it's not a good movie. It's just overrated. Like, it doesn't book. I think it shouldn't have won an award before. What was the other movie that came out? I'll get back to you guys on that one. Rex, go.
I don't even really know, dude, because almost every movie that I've seen, I've either really liked it or
okay.
Not
think
liked
of a popular
it.
Movie that people like and you didn't like it. You can't think of any. You can't think of anything.
No, not really, dude. Because usually movies that are popular, I like.
You're
them.
A basic. You're a basic.
He's trying to say basic bitch. But Elijah doesn't cuss. Oh yeah, you know what I just remembered? Elijah was supposed to be doing curse counters.
I completely forgot.
Yeah, that's out the window, boys and girls.
Yeah, it's like 5,000 for Willie.
Yeah. No fucking kidding. 5,001! But another overrated movie. Let's see. What do we got? What do we got? What do we got? What do you got?
Oh,
Elijah?
No,
he's got one.
It's kind of overrated. Yeah, I had to think about it for a second. Because it was like supposed to be like super big, and I didn't really like it that much. I think it was that Power Rangers movie.
That was good. I don't think it was overrated.
Okay.
They didn't.
You think it was overrated? I did.
No, they didn't over advertise it. No. I don't think. No.
I saw so much advertising for it. It's probably because I don't know. Whatever.
Maybe, but I didn't. Like, I didn't think it was overrated. Oh,
because I was super excited for it. And
oh,
then
Willie's got
like,
one.
Yep. And don't get me wrong, I might catch flack for this, but the second Star Wars, the newest,
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
But those movies are garbage.
The second one was red.
Are you talking about the eighth one?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, eighth.
All movies with
I had to count it.
Yes, that was definitely garbage.
Overrated trash. It was literally a copy. Well, the first one and the second one were literally a copy of the third one and the fourth one. Okay, she's on a desert planet. Luke's on a desert planet.
Are you talking about?
Seventh and eighth one are a copy of the third and fourth. Because, okay, she's on a desert planet. Luke's on a desert planet.
Mm-hmm.
Android shows up. They got plans. It's literally first or third and fourth, seventh.
And they got like a giant Death Star.
Yeah, it's literally they copied it.
I like the seventh one.
They were okay, but they
was
a super
steam pile of doo doo.
Right,
the ninth one was okay.
No, the ninth one was good.
I really care about Star Wars. Yeah, I thought all they should have just stopped making them.
Because
all of them with Kylo Ren, I think, sucked dick.
Have you seen the last one?
No, because
did you watch the seventh one where Kylo Ren pops up?
Yeah.
That first part where you
like
see
it.
Him where he
spoiler
where he stops the
yeah that was for
that was,
I mean,
cool.
It was cool. But I just, like that one part doesn't make up for the movie. I didn't like it at all.
I mean, he is a baby in the movie. He's like
he's like Midoriya for freaking.
he was all cool and badass.
He is like Midoriya from My Hero Academia.
Yeah, whiny little baby.
He's a whiny little bitch. Dude.
Yeah, but he like with his mask on, he's all. And as soon as it comes off, he's all grandpa.
Yep.
It's like, dude. Like I thought they were just garbage.
You got a shower thought for us, Rex?
Oh, that was my second time.
Well, you I gave you your chance, and you wanted to do something else. We'll come to you if we have time. Yeah, yeah.
You
so,
cut me short.
Sit there and shut up.
You know what?
Shut up.
I will pick
this is what you're doing.
I want to pick a slap.
This is what I want you to do. What's that? What is that?
Disguise.
There you go. Dang,
that,
you got that
one
quick.
Do you think that's an underrated movie? I love that fucking movie.
You know what movie I actually like? I'm going to throw this out there. Nacho Libre.
For what?
Great movie.
I thought you didn't like that movie.
No,
that was
no,
movie.
I don't like.
I
that
love
movie.
Me some.
Nacho. I don't like that movie or Napoleon Dynamite. Movie.
That has the best one-liner.
I like when he throws the corn at Stassi.
Oh my gosh!
He's driving by on his little thing. I like your cow. He then flies off.
Hey, send me a piece of that corn.
Send me a piece of that corn for leather.
On the barber that
a nipple pleased.
That fat lady's crawled through the freaking holes in the house. She's got like little tunnels or whatever she's.
I like when he's like goes and eats the egg or whatever that dude and then jumps down into the water. I love that.
All right, Rex.
That movie.
How have you not
shower
seen
time
that
with
movie?
Sexy Rexy.
If we get 400 views, you're watching that movie.
400 views by when?
In a month.
In a month?
Yeah.
Okay, 300. Elijah will do a full split. We'll record it and put it
and
on Facebook.
And you have to dress up like Nacho. And
I ain't putting no spandex on. I ain't putting no spandex on. No spanks. No thanks. Shower time with Sexy Foxy-ritzy.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, soak this in and up whichever way you want to.
Wait, what?
When Sweden is playing Denmark, it is Sweden. The remaining letters not used is Denmark.
Wow.
Interesting.
Wow.
You got two more.
No, you can do one more because we're almost out of time.
You only get two.
I'll go to the shorter one then. When jogging, we put on special clothes so people don't think we're running from or to something.
That's true. That is true. Imagine the panic.
You running around in jeans just... Come on, what the
and
fuck?
And random fact, go!
Was it me?
Random fact of the day! Okay.
This is gonna be some...
Go!
Nintendo.
Oh.
Cut me off here,
let's
sucker.
Go!
This is Nintendo. I'm gonna slap you.
Try it.
Good old Nintendo. Don't we all love Nintendo? I guess obviously started as a playing card company before it started making consoles and video games and stuff.
Really?
Yeah. But apparently, I guess it was making sexy pinup trading cards or something like that.
Dude, I want some.
And they also, I guess, own Love Hotels.
Like
Nintendo did, I guess.
Like. Spank banks?
I don't know.
I mean, alright.
The Japanese are weird people.
Yeah, they, a little bit, yeah. But, alright, that's it, folks. We gotta wind it down. Make sure you hit us up on that Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Preferably Facebook, because that's where you guys are. So, I'm Big Will.
I'm Elijah.
And I'm Sexy Rexy.
See y'all later.
Deuces, you sexy fuckers.